This is Apollo Control, 99 hours, 56 minutes. Ground elapsed time into the mission of Apollo 16. Some 7 minutes, 40 seconds away from acquisition on the 14th lunar revolution. To recap again the current situation in the mission, the circularization burn for command module Casper was aborted when Ken Mattingly discovered some discrepancies in the backup system, which controls the service propulsion engine. We still have a good prime system, that is the guidance and navigation system, aboard the command module. However, we would be one failure away for the very critical trans-earth injection maneuver, which requires fairly lengthy burn and a stable engine bell from the service propulsion system. Therefore, quite a few people here in Houston and at the spacecraft manufacturer in Downey, California, are looking into the ramifications of the backup system having apparently failed. Would this present any structural strain on the spacecraft if the engine bell went to full yaw? And would we be able to do a successful trans-earth injection with this engine? As all of these questions are answered, the decision will be made whether or not to continue with the landing phase or to rendezvous and do a trans-earth injection burn using the descent engine on the lunar module Orion. We have about 5 revolutions or some 10 hours in total time in which to make this decision. This again is dictated by the orbital mechanics, the fact that the lunar module would drift away from the desired ground track for the landing site at Descartes during at any time past these 5 revolutions. The goal team of flight controllers will stay on duty in the control center for the landing if the decision is made to land. If the decision is made to rendezvous and do a docked descent propulsion system burn to bring the spacecraft home, Pete Frank's orange team will take over. Some 4 minutes, 37 seconds now away from acquisition. And at 100 hours, even, this is Apollo Control.